ancestors, peace and blessings. Welcome to Health is Wealth. I am Be the Preacher. We are in the midst of the middle of the week, hump day, and I hope you had a great day. And I hope you are overcoming anxiety, fear, and addictions in the midst of this pandemic. We know that the most important thing right now is to maintain your sanity, to have peace of mind, and not to react to everything that's going on around you. This is a new series that we just started just a few weeks back because we do understand that the body is the temple of the Ruach HaKadosh, which is the spirit of the Most High, and it does not like to dwell in an unclean temple or a temple that's slated for death. And a lot of us are decomposing and slowly killing ourselves because of what we're putting in our mouth and how we're eating for taste. And we can't eat for taste. We have to eat for health. You can have all the money in the world, as a lot of people have found out, and not be healthy. You will not even be able to enjoy life and what the Most High has created if you don't have your health. And we have a plethora of illnesses and sickness out here now. And we're combating so much to the point where I've told you before, you need to go into the store with a dictionary, magnifying glass, because they put it in fine print, the ingredients. And you need to be prepared to take your time. Today we're going to deal with herbal substitutes for pharmakia, which is the Greek Latin word for sorcery. I just got off the phone with someone, and it really bothered me bad because they have him on trazodone, and he's hallucinating and seeing side effects because this pharmakia is nothing but witchcraft that opens up portals and invites demons into your home, your body, your temple, which was made by Yah. Brothers and sisters, Yah gave us everything out of this beautiful green earth that can heal your body and help you to be a much more productive individual. A lot of us are eating bad, so our memories, our brains, our minds are foggy. And I'm hearing reports now that the after effects of Heineken 19 virus, the other beer, is causing people to have foggy thoughts, go somewhere, and it's like Alzheimer's hits them. They don't know why they went there, where they are, and just still having breathing problems. All the side effects of this lab-created virus that are destroying people. So we're going to go over some things today, and the Most High willing, this Shabbat, we're going to be talking about the heart and heart attacks. So I want to probably cover the heart today, and I want to cover drug addiction. So I'm going to go through a few herbs that you can get into and take. And a lot of these remedies, you know, I do ascribe to Dr. Truman Verse in the Lost Book of Herbal Remedies, herbs that were given to Noah to help to medicate and deal with the people after the flood. There was a plethora of diseases after a traumatic event to the earth like that that had been set loose in the atmosphere. And, of course, we do know that demons were everywhere. Yes, I do attribute demons to sickness because if you remember, Yeshua in the Bible, in the Gospels, would always heal people from their diseases and sickness and then afterwards tell them, go and sin no more, pretty much implying that the sin was a precursor to the sickness that came upon them, which is why it's so important to follow the Most High's laws, especially when it comes to his dietary laws. I know so many people that risk their health to eat shrimp and crab and end up with seafood-borne illnesses or later on in life become allergic to it. And it's not something that should be ingested if it's a bottom feeder. Most people don't even know how to clean these things good when they serve them to you. I used to remember when I ate shrimp and you'd go to some of these, I don't want to do a slur like I'm attacking a race, but eating some Chinese food restaurants, the shrimp weren't cleaned. The intestinal tract was still at the top of the shrimp, and they didn't even clean the shrimp well, and I didn't have enough sense to know. All I knew is I wanted more duck sauce and oyster sauce to drown it out, and a lot of people don't realize the hazards that go with not cleaning these shrimps and crab properly. My Bible tells me not to eat anything that doesn't have scales and fins. Catfish doesn't have scales. It may have fins, but it doesn't have scales. It's a bottom feeder as well. So what I'm going to do today, and by the way, let me thank everyone who listened last week. Had a great video we played about the PCR test, swab test, the anal test, and some of the hidden things that this world is doing with nano dust particles. They know half the population does not want to be vaccinated, so they have to come up with a covert way to get you to take this debt, sir. And trust me, they're working on it because, brothers and sisters, they're not planning on letting this lockdown ease up for another 3 to 4 to 5 years until they feel they've accomplished what they're trying to accomplish, and that's a sick society. The people will be sick, and people will not make it. So you're going to have to be spiritually in tune, on point, and healthy with what you're eating. If you eat the wrong thing that's been laced with nano dust particles, robots, sicknesses, vaccinations, these things grow inside you like a parasite and begin to cause you to be deficient of nutrients. And when you're deficient of nutrients, you'll notice changes to your skin, your hair, your digestive tract, your sleep, your energy, because of energy deficiency. You can't just say, I'm going to Subway, especially with the fake tuna and fake bread. You have to take time out your day. It seems like a task at first, but when you realize that this is necessary, you do what you have to do. I heard a young man today said, I'll just go ahead and die because under Biden's presidency, his insulin just went up to $2,000 a vial and he can't afford it. He's been laid off. And there are herbs that could help to reactivate the insulin in your body and fire up your pancreas. And then there are things that you need to know not to eat when you're insulin deficient. So with much prayer, much work, you can survive and make it. You know, there's an actress, I'm not speaking to her character, but I will say this, she's in her 50s, Halle Berry. She's fought with juvenile diabetes all her life, but she is an advocate and component for healthy eating and exercising every day and keeping her weight at a certain space because she knew she had to fight if she wanted to live. I lost a younger sister to juvenile diabetes. Onset diabetes. I know quite a few people that have it. You can beat it or keep it under control. You can get to the point where you don't have to take the shots. You can take the pills and then maybe eventually wean off into the supplements. But it takes work and patience and prayer. Okay, so today I'm just going to go over a few herbs in a certain capacity, certain area. I'm not going to be on here long tonight, but want to be consistent because I know this is a lifeline maybe for some of you. I am so angry with the way these doctors are prescribing pharmaceutical medicines without even checking you to see if you're all right, what's wrong with you, or is it necessary? And to know that they receive awards every year for the doctor that prescribed the most medicine, and they get a commission for having the hospitals and the doctors for having prescribed you on a lifelong medication that's only going to shorten your lifespan and destroy your internal organs. And it's cancer causing. First thing I want to start off with tonight is that everyone should get some activated charcoal and get the biggest bottle you can find for your house because it's a detox. Not only will it fight insect bites, poisons, and overdoses, but it's a daily detox, and unfortunately, we now have to detox daily. Now, when you read the front of it, it's going to tell you it will help you with bloating and gas in your digestive tract. It does more than that. It goes in your body, it expands, and then begins to absorb all the toxins in your body, including alcohol. So I'm going to go slow. I told you I'm not going to be on here long. And then I'm going to give you some of the benefits of some of these drugs. I want to cover so much. I've got all my information. I've been doing a lot of studying, and this is my ministry, and this is my pleasure. Thanks be to the Most High. I was able to, when my mother was living, defeat the breast cancer that she had. They took the mass out, but it never spread and it never came back. And she was cancer-free for 9 years before she suffered a stroke in her 80s. And the stroke had taken her out, but I got to say this too. All the damage from the years of high blood pressure medication, cholesterol medicine, statins, over time, brothers and sisters, even your ibuprofen and naproxen, if you keep depending on that, it will wear you out. Your veins and your arteries and your heart, it wears you down. Sometimes we have to learn pain management and how to deal with the pain. There is a, I don't know if you've ever heard of Arnica, but it's a natural remedy for pain that you can find at your health store. May not work as strong and as quick as these other ibuprofens and medicines, but over time, if you continue to take it daily, it will help you with your pain management. It's called Arnica. And I'm a big fan of CBD oil, which is another natural way, organic CBD oil, to deal with your pain management. You've got to be willing to make the shift. This is a spiritual shift. It's a paradigm shift. And you've got to be willing to do it. Back to activated charcoal. I'm running low, and I'm getting ready to go get me a gallon of it because it needs to be on standby, because there may come a time where we won't have access to the herbs and supplements, or they'll try to lock us in our houses, or there'll be another martial law, you know, all these protests every summer. Sometimes it's hard to get out to get the things that you need to maintain your degree and level of health. You may have to end up eating some bad food when you can't get to the store and the truck stopped flowing. And as long as you have plenty of good water and some of these herbs and supplements and green foods, you can survive. Activated charcoal. Please get your hands on some. All right, let's go through this list. I may actually, right now I'm going to deal with drug addiction. First one we're going to deal with drug addiction is alcoholism, something that's really big right now when you're locked in the house and ain't got nothing to do but watch Netflix. People are getting addicted to alcohol and taking on depression. And then the depression leads to them taking pharmaceutical medicines. And then that leads to hallucinations and then other addictions and withdrawals. And we're going to cover some things today. For alcoholism, kudzu. I've mentioned this before. Kudzu. And another one is skull cap. Let's go ahead and talk about kudzu. It derives from a plant. 1 second to get there. And the plant is a lavender-colored plant. And you've probably seen this plant because it grows in abundance in the city and around poles and everywhere, but you wouldn't know its healing properties. Kudzu began being imported in the 30s and 40s, and they were hoping that the plant would control soil erosion and provide fodder for the cattle. It became an agricultural problem in the South in the 60s and 70s. It's been fought back and is no longer prevalent as it once was. However, many patches still exist. Luckily, almost the entire plant is edible. It is a legume, which is in the pea family. Kudzu is a twining and trailing perennial vine that grows quickly and covers everything in its path. I know you've seen it, and it's a very beautiful plant. The lavender purple colors, wish I could describe it to you. It's kind of like, it looks like purple wheat, if you've ever seen wheat growing. That's what it looks like. Let's see. Let me get more into the edible use. The leaves and vine tips, flowers and roots are all edible. This is why, you know, you start running out of food at the stores and can't get what you need. You need to know about these plants that are edible that you can bring in your home and cook. The root contains starch, can be roasted and eaten like potatoes. They are dried and powdered to make a starch, much like cornstarch. The flowers make a delicious jelly. Now, the medicinal use kudzu root is easily dried and powdered and is the part used for medicine. It has estrogen-like effects. Kudzu root has estrogen-like effects that are beneficial for premenopausal and postmenopausal women. It alleviates the symptoms of menopause, including headaches, hot flashes, and irregular bleeding. Give me 1 second. About to send my wife to the store. It's also, let's get down to the very potent properties. It's good for heart problems and the cardiovascular system. This Saturday on the Sabbath, I will be teaching what Yeshua said. In the last days, men's hearts will fail them for fear. What the news is not telling you is that a lot of people are dying of heart attacks, not COVID-19. Heart attacks, stress. How am I going to pay my bills? What am I going to do about my job? How am I going to take care of my kids? Blood pressure shooting up and having strokes and heart attacks. Okay, so kudzu root decoction is useful for increasing blood flow in the body by expanding the arteries and vessels. It increases oxygen supply to the brain and body, and it lowers blood pressure and reduces chances of clotting and strokes. It is also a potent weapon against myocardial ischemia, which is a precursor to strokes. It's something my father experienced, and I've got him on this milk thistle and L-arginine. But whoever does this, and if you're going to do this for your parents, you've got to be present, and it has to be daily. And they can't combat a lot of the things that take them out in their latter years. It relieves digestive spasms. Kudzu root soothes digestive spasms and helps treat digestive cramping. It deals with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome. It works for both acute and chronic conditions. Now check this one out so that you don't have to go and get a vaccination for these kids all the time. Measles. Kudzu reduces the infection rate and shortens cases of measles. It also works as a preventative for family members. People who take kudzu root get well faster than those who do not. K-U-D as in dog, Z as in zebra, U, kudzu. You know, when I read these things, it just makes me want to go out and just buy all this stuff and just keep it around. In the gallons and droves. I wish I had a backyard so big where I could just walk through it and walk through trees of all these herbs, and it'd be so vast. But one day soon. Diabetes. Kudzu root taken 3 times daily helps to stabilize blood sugar levels, improves glucose metabolism. Amazing. God is great. Alcoholism. Kudzu consumption decreases an individual's desire for alcohol. They're putting you on all these metoprolols and these lorazepams and these methanols and all of these different things. When kudzu root, which you can buy at the store, 90 tablets for $11, will decrease an individual's desire. Even a single dose significantly curbs alcohol consumption and may work well for treating people who binge drink or who are alcoholics. They don't want you knowing about kudzu. It's hard to find. Took me forever to discover this. They want you going to Mountain Vista Farms up there and being on 4 or 5 pharmaceutical medicines and being out your mind and hallucinating and becoming addicted to another form, substitute for the alcohol. When what I just mentioned, between kudzu and activated charcoal and a few other things we know about, you can actually change your life. Add that with prayer, spirituality, and exercise. You can be transformed within a week or two. It's a spiritual walk. When you talk about holistic living and herbs, I like to say holy, holy, meaning I am holy altogether, whole, and holy in a spiritual Kodesh set apart way. And the only way I can be set apart is by eating different than this world eats. I can't eat a cheeseburger and pizza every day and a steak every day and be a glutton and go to the fast food places that are designed to take you out. I have to say I honor my body and my temple. Kudzu root chopped up. With 3 cups of water, combine the water and kudzu root and bring it to a boil. Lower the heat and simmer for 15 minutes. Turn off the heat and cover tightly. Let the kudzu steep for another 30 minutes. The decoction will be thick. Take a third cup of the decoction 3 times a day. Just think about drinking it as an iced tea. Store the remaining decoction in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. Okay, let's go to the next one for alcoholism, which is skull cap. You still watching that? Put the pasta on. Skullcap at 132. This is going to be good. Check this out. Skullcap is also called, and I know I've seen this. The leaves actually look like mint leaves. Skullcap is also called blue skullcap, side flowering skullcap, Quaker bonnet, hoodwort, dog skullcap, helmet flower, blue pimpernel. It is a calming herb, useful for anxiety and nervous disorders of all kinds. Check this out. I was right. It is in the mint family. It likes the moist areas throughout much of North America where it is native. Who would have known that daily you walk by things you think are weeds and just little plants on your way to the doctor's office to spend hundreds of dollars for stuff to try to get you off of something and your addictions, and you're walking right by it for free? My God. It likes moist areas throughout much of North America where it is native and is cultivated in much of Europe. North American skull caps can be used interchangeably for medicine. Note that they are used differently than Chinese skull caps, which is another useful herb. Medicinal use. Skullcap is usually used as a hot tea or tincture, but some people prefer to use powdered skullcap in capsule form. Tincture should be made with fresh herbs for optimal potency. Skullcap seems to act upon benzodiazepine, a GABA receptor. I know some of y'all take that benzo, whatever that crap is, but this thing goes to work on your neurons and your benzodiazepine, your GABA receptors in your brain. GABA is a neurotransmitter that helps prevent overstimulation of the nervous system. If it gets too low, you can have a seizure, epilepsy, anxiety, depression, insomnia, and more. This is why they tell people not to stop alcohol right away or come off their medications right away. But if you're aware of these herbs, they can aid and assist you in weaning yourself off in a shorter space of time. This is serious, people. American skullcap interacts with these GABA receptors, binding to the benzodiazepine site, as does valerian and California poppy. These are two other herbs that can help to wean you off of alcohol and drugs, and they're natural with no side effects. You can win, people. You just got to fight. You got to put your herbal health boxing gloves on and tell these demons, the monkey on your back, to get off your back and fight. Because when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, there are options out here for you that won't make your life worse. Let's talk about the anxiety, tension, depression, and insomnia that people are feeling and how skullcap helps with that. Skullcap relaxes the nervous system. It reduces stress and relieves anxiety. It reduces body tension and allows the body to relax into sleep. It calms people who are overly nervous. Oh, man, I need to get some of this. I know a lot of people like that. People who are hysterical and just can't chill out. It has antioxidant properties. It helps with oxidative stress. That's environmental, chemtrails, all this stuff. You're breathing carbon monoxide from the cars, which is associated with depression, anxiety disorders. And it binds to benzodiazepine. So the skullcap works just like the kudzu works. It's an antioxidant and a neuroprotective. Now, what I'm not getting into is letting you know that a lot of these herbs I'm referencing right now have vitamins and minerals in them. That's why it's an antioxidant and neuroprotective. It also assists with diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. My goodness, this sounds like this needs to be given to millions of patients throughout Northern America. But no, there's trillion-dollar companies trying to make money off of people's sickness and trying to put it in a pill form. When the Most High, our Creator, put it in the earth, and you just need to be knowledgeable. Helps with muscle spasms, tension, muscle seizures, twitches, and it calms the nervous system. It's an antispasmodic. So when you have that shaky leg syndrome, eyes twitching because of the withdrawals, Skullcap is something that will help with that. It also deals with tension, headaches, and perhaps migraines. People taking Skullcap report that it relieves tension headaches. It may also help migraines. Let's see, what else do we have here? We have that Skullcap is calming and allows body and mind to rest. Do not take Skullcap while pregnant or breastfeeding. Use Skullcap sparingly in small doses. I can see why. This is a very potent plant and herb. Skullcap helps with withdrawal from drugs, especially benzodiazepines like Valiums and Xanax. This is exactly what the man needs.
Absolutely.
From alcohol and smoking, by calming the body and relieving the tremors and relaxing the mind and relieving anxiety and depression. My God, God is good. God is great. Okay, so those are my two today for alcoholism. See if we got some more time. Maybe I'll go ahead and do one more within that category. So we covered drug withdrawal. Another one I recommend for drug withdrawal is St. John's Wort for nicotine withdrawal, Skullcap along with valerian root, and for opiates, St. John's Wort, very calming, along with California poppy. Let me explain this California poppy to you. Then that will be it for today. The California poppy has sedative and healing effects, but is not psychoactive or narcotic like some poppy species. See, California poppy's totally different. It's not the poppies over there in Afghanistan. It does not have narcotic-like effects. It's not psychoactive. Its leaves are edible if cooked. Caution is advised because other plants in the family of this California poppy are poisonous, so you must know what you're doing. The medicinal use of it is it's a diuretic. It relaxes spasms, relieves pain, promotes perspiration, and is a sedative. It is non-addictive and can help with opiate withdrawal. It most likely works with GABA receptors that we just talked about with Skullcap. The entire plant is used medicinally, with the root being the most potent part. It has sedative properties. It's an antispasmodic. Normalizes, listen to this, psychological functions, PTSD, and anxiety. And it suppresses milk in nursing mothers when they want to stop lactating. But it's a very powerful plant, and you must know how to ingest it, how to deal with it, and what to do with it. Okay, that's going to be all that I'm going to discuss today. Arnica. You can find the arnica, which is good for your muscles, joints, and back. It's a homeopathic. This is very good for your pain, and it takes time for your body to acclimate to it. And then also we have black seed oil, which I highly recommend. All right, listen, people. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. We will get through this. By the grace of Yah, the Most High, our Creator, through His Son Yahushua, and with our knowledge of sharing these herbs. Pass this show on, tell others about it, and you keep the faith, because listen, what profit a man to gain the whole world, lose his soul? And health is wealth. I'm V the Creature. Most High willing, we'll see you next time.